talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
It is a time of the show where we focus on a small business. And feel free to connect with us, ask questions, find out more, send us notes. Scott Thompson at 900CHML.com. Phone lines are always open. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell. In the small business spotlight today, Scott Barnum's Pottery. And I highly recommend you check out the website, Scott Barnum Pottery, all one word, scottbarnumpottery.com. Working out of a beautiful 1850 stone house and stable located in the heart of Dundas, creating durable stoneware, table kitchenware, accessories, decorative accessories and such, inspired by the natural beauty of the Dundas Valley. Scott Barnum, Potter founding member of the Beyond the Valley studio tour, and his own studio and showroom located at 15 Park Street East in Dundas. Scott is with us now. Scott, thanks for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly well. Can you hear us?
Yes, just fine.
So,
wow,
Scott,
you've done your homework. That was a great introduction. Thank you.
Well, I was on the website. It's some very interesting work. How long have you been doing this? So you've been doing this for quite a while, since you were a kid?
I saw Potter working when I was 5 years old at an Art in the Park event, and I pretty much sat there for the whole day and watched this person working and thought, this is something I want to do.
And, isn't that amazing that a memory from 5 years old has such an impact in your life?
I think you can never underestimate that with kids. I always have a lot of time for what a little kid says they want to do and pay attention to it, because something has twigged it as a rule. And of course, I'm the right age. I wanted to be an astronaut too, but I chose being a potter. I got out of high school and found a studio out in the country, out in the Dundas Valley, and was all set up by the time I was 20. So that was in 1978.
So you were a potter before pottery was cool. Before
pottery was already way cool.
I know. But, you know, it's funny now with local artistry, shopping local and whatever, there seems to be a real focus back on this in the pandemic world. Are you finding that, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, I was laughing because I was thinking, what sorts of things will I talk about? And I said, supply chain is not an issue for me because it's from my studio in the back to my showroom in the front. I'm in great shape. What I need is enough hours in the day to get enough work glazed and decorated and fired so that it's out in the showroom and ready to go.
So how do you, because I'm sure many artists are listening right now and thinking, my goodness, here's a man with an established pottery business, been doing it since a childhood passion, has turned it into a business, rolling through the pandemic per se. It sounds like you're obviously very busy. You've got a lot of work to do. What's the secret to that success, to taking that and making it into a viable business?
I came from a family that worked with their hands and worked for themselves. My dad was a farrier. He was the guy that put the shoes on your horse and had a harness shop. And I was around people who had their own businesses and self-employed. And I often laugh. I didn't even know that people were paid to take holidays until I was in my 20s, because I had always worked for myself or worked for people who worked for themselves. So I think it has to do, I'm not going to say hard work, but very sustained work. I think all aspects of any job are all not, you know, wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, there are parts of everybody's job that they, you know, there's probably some other aspect they'd rather do. But you put your head down and you get through it, because on the whole, I love my work. I love the work that I do. And I think it shows in the work that I make. I think people get that kind of positive energy out of it.
How are you making contact now? Is store open? Can they come in, or studio open? Can they come in and see you and purchase?
Because
obviously, go ahead.
I keep regular hours all through the year, but in December, I'm open every day from the 1st to the 23rd, from 10 till 5, and evenings by appointment if somebody really needs an evening. The place is well stocked and I'm ready to go.
Tell us about the Beyond the Valley studio tour.
So that started back in about 81, 82. 82. And it was originally just four potters in the region. We were all good friends, and we were all sort of, everybody was trying to not step on the other person's sale weekend. And so we decided that we would do this together, and combine our mailing lists and make one invite and make an opportunity for people to travel around from studio to studio. And that was early days of studio tours. That's 40 years ago now, and we were the first studio tour in Southern Ontario. There was only one other that we'd ever heard of. And it's a wonderfully easy cooperative because, you know, if you with a little bit of organizing, you really only have to cooperate for a weekend. So everybody now, you can come and go from it in a very fluid way. And I think that's been the strength of studio tours. There's lots of them now, and they all have a vitality because they really take on their own personality based on the personality of the principal members.
ScottBarnumPottery.com, ScottBarnumPottery.com, founding member of Beyond the Valley Studio Tour and his studio and showroom located 15 Park Street East in Dundas. Scott, thanks so much for the time. Beautiful stuff. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.